I am so glad you could join me for another episode of Soothe to Sleep Stories. So let's begin. Before I read to you out of the Bible by Jesus, as if it's Jesus Christ talking to you himself, from the book of John, chapter 10, may I ask you to find a comfortable place, wherever it may be. Possibly it's your bed, your sofa, your chair, the floor, a cot or bench. Maybe you're on a layover at the airport. Wherever it may be, even in your vehicle, and you had to pull over, as long as you are safe, just lie back, close your eyes, feel as your eyelids fall, the lashes flicker against your skin. And feel any tension in your brow, your cheek muscles, wherever it may be, to just release. And if there is noise in the background, those are finches. I hope you don't mind. But allow them to lull you to sleep as well. And feel tension leave. The place where you smile or frown. The muscles around your neck, in the front, the side, and the back. Allow the tension to leave the top of your spine. Your shoulders, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, the palm of your hands to your fingertips, down your lower back, including your pelvic floor, your tailbone, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your shins, your feet, including the arches of your feet to the tips of your toes, and inhale with me. All the cares and burdens of today, exhale them out and leave them at the foot of the cross. 1 Corinthians commands us to bring our thoughts to the obedience of Christ. And I just picture if a thought comes by, it has to drop at the foot of the cross. And that anything that tries to exalt itself, including vain imaginations, against the knowledge of God, is held captive by the obedience of Christ. I am the Good Shepherd. John chapter 10. I said, those who don't follow me but climb over the wall into the sheepfold are thieves. My sheep enter by the door because I am the shepherd of the sheep. The sheep hear my voice, and I call my own sheep by name and lead them out. I go before them and call them, and they follow, for they know my voice, but will not follow a stranger. When I used this extended metaphor, the crowd didn't understand what I meant. So I said, I am the door for the sheep. Those who came before are thieves and robbers, but my sheep didn't obey their voice. I repeated myself, I am the door. All who enter by me will be saved, and they will go in and out to find pasture. The thief comes to kill and destroy the sheep, but I come to give sheep the fullness of life. Footnote: I promised that everyone who enters the door of salvation will enjoy the freedom of going and coming into my sheepfold. Also, I promised that they would eat abundantly and would enjoy life more abundantly. Those who pray salvation's request will enjoy fellowship with me forever. I said, I am the good shepherd who gives his life for his sheep. A hired man will run away when the wolf attacks because the sheep don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. The wolf attacks the sheep and scatters the flock. The hired man runs away because he is hired. He doesn't really care about the sheep. I said, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and my sheep know me and follow me, just as my Father knows me, and I know my Father. I know my sheep and will lay down my life for them. I have other sheep who are not in this fold. They are the Gentiles who will believe in me. I will lead them also. These other sheep will listen to my voice, and then all my sheep will be one flock, and all will live in one sheepfold. Heaven. I said, my Father loves me because I laid down my life, but I will take back my life. No one can take my life from me. I willingly die, and I have the power to raise myself from the dead. This is the assignment I was given by my Father. The crowd was divided over what I said. Some said, he raves like a man possessed by a demon. Why should we listen to him? Others said, can a demon-possessed man cause the blind to see? He doesn't sound like one possessed by a demon. Footnote by Jesus. You received physical life when you were born physically. Then you received spiritual life when you prayed to receive me as your Savior. God intended for you to make your physical life a dwelling place for me to live in you. You must keep your body separated from sin while God makes you holy by living in you. As you immerse yourselves in Scripture, fellowship with my Father, and attempt to follow me, you become transformed into God's image. Winter in Jerusalem. When winter settled on Jerusalem, it was time for Hanukkah. I returned to the temple near Solomon's porch. The crowd surrounded me, asking, how long will you keep us in suspense? Tell us if you are Messiah. I answered, I did tell you, but you didn't listen. I did miracles, but you wouldn't believe them. You didn't believe because you are not sheep of my flock. My sheep know my voice and obey me. I know them, and they know me, and follow me. I give my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them from me. My Father has given them to me, and he is more powerful than anything else, so that no one can steal them from me. Then I said, I and my Father are one. The Jewish leaders then picked up stones to kill me. I responded, my Father has directed me to do many miracles to help people who are hurting. For which one of these miracles do you stone me? They answered, not for works of mercy, but for blasphemy. you are a mere man like us, but you have said you are God. I quoted scripture. Your law says men are gods. So if the scripture is always right, why did it call mere men gods? How can you say I blasphemed God when my Father who sent me said, I am the Son of God? Even if you refuse to believe who I am, at least believe the miracles I do. Then you will realize my Father is in me, and I am in my Father. They tried to arrest me, but I walked away from them and crossed over the Jordan to stay near the place where John the Baptizer first baptized. My disciples said, John didn't do miracles, but everything he said about you is true. At that time, many people believed in me. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that is the conclusion of John chapter 10, the version of the Bible by Jesus. I know that this is a time to reflect on things happening in this world. Do not be deceived. Look to Him, Jesus Christ, Son of God. Look to Him. Until next time, I hope this lulled you to sleep. Blessings to you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.